I love it, Travis Kelce says Chiefs delight in being the villains of the NFL. By Dylan Gwynn on January 30, 2025. The Kansas City Chiefs did not make many friends during their dynastic era. Whether fans are turned off by the favoritism shown by the referees, the constant camera shots of Taylor Swift during games, or the fact you can't watch TV for 15 minutes without seeing Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, or Andy Reid, or all of them. Regardless of the reason, the Chiefs have become the villains of the NFL. On the most recent episode of their podcast, New Heights, Jason Kelce asked his brother, Travis, how the team felt about becoming the NFL's villains. I love it, I love it. At one point in time, it wasn't that, Travis said. You guys were the darling of the NFL, Jason responded. Yeah, I was the do you feel bad for him guys, Travis explained. The Chiefs were never bad in Kelce's early years with Kansas City. They were frequently a playoff team. However, the championships and deep playoff runs didn't come about until the arrival of Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs have been to 4 of the last 5 Super Bowls and won 3 of them. On February 9, they can become the first three-peat dynasty of the Super Bowl era. However, no matter how much they win, especially if they continue to win, their status as villains will remain unchanged. I'm enjoying doing this with the guys together. The guys that we have in there, because it's like it just makes us even more of a family, Kelce said. You just circle the wagons when SHT, you know people are saying whatever they want. And you just band it together, and it just makes you appreciate more of what you have because people want what you have. Those wagons must be circled pretty tight because the Chiefs have faced more scrutiny this offseason than any other. Both playoff games have featured multiple highly controversial calls, all of which have gone the Chiefs' way. Will that change in the Super Bowl? We shall see.